Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Shirley Kenneth and my husband, Dr. Jeffrey Kenneth. We're here on Resurrection Day, and that is Sunday, April 12, 2009. We did a special, if you want to call it, tritium for the, specifically for WSCIRO. We started on Good Friday. We actually talked about what, you know, the church does on Holy Thursday. And then we went into the Good Friday narrative of the Passion. And it was one powerful show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I mean, I listened to it three times, and I got blessed each time. And then, we explained what happens on Holy Saturday, Easter vigil, where the vigil of the resurrection, where the church brings, you know, alive the resurrection story to the congregation, and everybody renews their baptismal vows, and so it's in ministries are acknowledged as well, and so it really adds to that. Restoration, renewal kind of flavor to the walk of the community as well as individual walks. So today we have a special hour that we're going to do. Actually, 52 minutes. We did call in a little late. We're getting ready for our own festivities. We're going to go to a family gathering in Tynesboro, and we're going to have a resurrection brunch, and it's going to be wonderful. So I made my cheese fondue with onions and all other extra ingredients that really makes it special.
A tasty treat.
That's correct. So anyways, we are going to look at the Gospel of John, and we're going to, do it in a meditative kind of way. I think that we're definitely going to focus. We're going to bring you right to the tomb, okay, where Jesus was not there, but they were greeted by an angel, the women at the tomb, okay? And there was a directive that the angel had given to the women. It was Mary and Mary Magdalene.
No, I think it just says the women in Mary Magdalene.
Okay, the women in Mary Magdalene. And it could be the women that were friends to the family, to Jesus' family and the disciples. We don't know. We weren't there. But we can use our imagination. So that's what we want to do. God bless us with wonderful imaginations, and we are going to bring you right to the tomb where Jesus once laid. Okay? And before we go on any further, we just wanted to ask the Holy Spirit to just come and bless this broadcast, bless all the listeners and the listening audience. Sometimes, from time to time, you'll hear me say thank you for watching, because we do the blog talk, the Faith Talk Live Prayer on Blog TV and YouTube. So we have to get out of the watcher mode and into the listener mode. But that's just part of the transition. And I just want to thank all of you for making comments on Facebook and under the Joshua Connection, and also just giving us words of encouragement on Facebook. And I just thank God for even with that times when everyone needed prayer, and they just felt that God was calling them to contact us for prayer via IM. It's just so wonderful when we can communicate like this across the miles, and and when I say across the miles, I'm talking nation to nation. It's just really wild how the Lord is using the internet through the social network and new media. So Jeff, honey, do you want to read in the book of John all the way up to the tomb? The resurrection, and then we can go more into the meditation part of it.
Where do you want me to start?
Okay.
Okay.
Early in the, how about early?
Here.
Yeah, the empty tomb.
Empty tomb.
Yeah.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started to the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside and saw and believed. They still did not understand the scriptures that Jesus had to rise from the dead.
Okay, so now we're going to go into the miracle of the resurrection and just what, you know, and the visitation that that came to the women at the tomb. Okay, so we, you know, at this point, we want to just think of Christ's glorious triumph when on the third day after his death, he arose from the tomb and for 40 days appeared to the holy ones and to his disciples, to the women, and all those who were touched by the ministry of Jesus when he was in the flesh upon this earth. Jesus, you rose from the dead in triumph and remained for 40 days with your disciples, instructed and encouraging them. And please, Lord, increase our faith, increase the faith of the listening audience, too. Lord Jesus, we offer you this first resurrection mystery to honor your glorious resurrection. And we ask of you through this mystery and through the intercession of the Holy Ones for a strong, tenacious faith. At dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to visit the sepulchre. And behold, there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His face shone like lightning, and his garments were as white as snow. The guards were so paralyzed with fear of him that they became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he promised. Come and see the place where he lay, and go and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and now he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. "Peace be with you," Jesus said to them. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you retain anyone's sins, they are retained." When the other disciples saw Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," he replied, "Unless I see the mark of the nails on his hands and put my finger into the place where the nails pierced and insert my hand into his side, I will not believe." Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hand. Reach out your hand and put it inside mine. Do not doubt any longer, Thomas, but believe." Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "You have come to believe because you have seen me. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Dying, you destroy our death. Rising, you restore our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And Jeff is going to read what the church proclaims of the ascension and what they celebrate and what we all celebrate. The ascension, and it's the second glorious mystery. So.
Mm-hmm. Think of the ascension of Jesus Christ. 40 days after his glorious resurrection in the presence of the Holy One, Jesus, in the presence of Mary and the disciples, you had ascended to heaven to sit at the Father's right hand. Increase the virtue of hope in us. Jesus led his disciples as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the world. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." While Jesus was blessing them, he departed from them and was taken up to heaven. While he was departing, as they gazed upward toward the sky, suddenly, two men dressed in white robes stood beside them. "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come back in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." But they worshipped Jesus and then returned to Jerusalem filled with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. Jesus took his place at the right hand of God.
Dying, you destroy our death. Rising, you restore our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The third glorious mystery of the resurrection, the descent of the Holy Spirit. Think of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the apostles in the upper room under the form of tongues of fire in fulfillment of Christ's promise. Jesus, in fulfillment of your promise, you sent the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the disciples under the forms of tongues of fire. Lord, increase our zeal for God's glory. We ask for more of your glory, more of your presence, Lord, in this dark world. Without your presence, without the fire of your glory and love, we cannot exist. We would be done. We would not live. And Lord, we just need to cling to you in this hour of man's salvation history. We ask for that release right now. The release for that, for more of your power, more of your glory, more of your spirit upon the listening audience and upon those who will listen in the future. We thank you and we ask for ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying and eyes to see. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. More power, more of you. Offer you this third resurrection glorious mystery to honor your descent on Pentecost, and we ask of you through this mystery and through the intercession of the Holy One, the Bride of Christ, zeal and love for the glory of God, that Lord, your zeal will consume us. The zeal for your house will consume us. That zeal for your house will consume us. That zeal for your house will consume our flesh and all that is not of you. We thank you, Jesus. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Within a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit in fire and in glory. You will receive more power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And then you will be my witnesses, not only to Jerusalem, but throughout Judea and Samaria, and indeed to the farthest ends of the earth. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all assembled together in one place. Suddenly, there came from heaven a sound similar to that of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were sitting. Then there appeared to them tongues of fire, which separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different languages as the Spirit enabled them to do so. Now, staying in Jerusalem, there were devout Jews from every nation under the open heaven. At this sound, a large crowd of them gathered, and they were bewildered because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise that was made is for you, for your children, and for all those who are far away, for all those whom the Lord our God will call." Those who accepted his message were baptized. And on that day, about 3,000 people were added to their number. This is the word of the Lord. Dying, you destroy again. Rising, you restored our lives. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our lives. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb that was slain, who was and is to come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the victory over the
Lord. Yes.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough.
Yes, Jesus. We thank you for who you are and what you are continually doing from the throne.
Amen. To the church.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your name, for your name is above every name that is at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend on the earth, under the earth, and above the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us the privilege to sit with you in heavenly places,
mm-hmm.
at the right hand of the Father.
Thank you for always giving the grace to return to the realities that we celebrate as community every time struggle comes our way or challenges to faith or family. Lord, just thank you that we come back to the cross. The authorization is the cross. And you gave us the authorization to heal, to set free, to liberate. We thank you for those gifts, Lord.
Lord, I just want to just lift up a few things as the Holy Spirit is prompting us. I see young families. Many families are believers who actually at one point when they were single, they were, you know, working, you know, in the kingdom of God with great power, great zeal, and they got married and started having children. And they're trying to, like, juggle two things. And the Lord is saying that, you know, in this time of transition, he's giving you a family from heaven that, you know, that now this is your new ministry. This is the ministry he called you to. And he's saying, do not trip over the Christ that's in front of you to, you know, go out into the vineyard because the vineyard is closer than you think. So do not trip over the Christ as you think you need to go out. But the Lord is saying, look at what he's placed before you, okay? And you're going to see many miracles because you are the first gospel that they will ever witness, okay? So we just thank you that your children will witness, that your husband will witness, and or your wife if it's the other way around. But the Lord is saying, do not trip over the Christ. Okay, in your home to go out because you've been faithful to that part of your life while you were single and the Lord called you to walk closer to him in a marriage commitment. And we just thank you, Lord. We ask that Lord would raise up people around them that would be a source of support, raise up community, Lord, that would be a source of prayer support, Lord, for these families so that, you know, that they can remain intact and that the enemy will not find a way in there. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We ask for your hedge of protection around young families and so that, Lord, that your glory, they would be, you know, to raise their children in the glory, Lord, and in Christ. And that, you know, that they would, that your river would flow, Lord, and that they would know that they are doing the right thing through, you know, as you release an anointing and as you pour forth your spirit upon them. We thank you, Lord. We pray for special blessings for families.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And
the time is 10 o'clock a.m.
And we only have like 29 minutes, but I think we're kind of coming towards the end. Of the show. Is there anything that you want to share?
Well, I was just thinking about how the creature, salmon,
mm-hmm.
once they're born in the rivers, they travel out into the ocean.
Yeah.
But what happened by God's design is that there's a mark that leads them back to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord was showing me that for Christians, the mark is their baptism.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants Christians to always return to the realities of mm-hmm. what the Catholic, Orthodox, Lutheran, and Anglican communities call Holy Week.
Yeah.
Because that's the foundation of why we're saved.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and if whenever there's troubles and trials, that we can just keep returning to those things, because Jesus came to provide mercy, and in our trials we can ask him for mercy. We don't have to be a slave to the flow of problems that might try to come at us in various ways, because he loved us enough to give us the same authority he himself had while he dwelt on the earth.
Well, that's the cross that leads to the resurrection. Yeah. I just want to give a quick testimony about something that the Lord had shared with me. And I also heard this, through Kim Clement's ministry and other ministries where, the prophetic is flowing, in torrent. And I don't know if anybody's heard that description before, but that just came to me. So anyways, I had an experience when I went to Holy Saturday. My husband stayed. You slept in, right, honey, because you came back from work. But you went.
I think it was a medication.
Yeah, it was a medication. Yeah. But anyways, well, that's okay, because I stood in for both of us. Mm-hmm. Praise God. But you went to church today. So we've got our resurrection celebration in. But anyways, this is not the testimony, but while I was at Holy Saturday yesterday, Jeff, and those that are listening, there was a gentleman there that is part of the neighborhood, and every time I go and drive my bus, and I'm always seeing this person walking back and forth, and just seeing him from time to time. And I'm always wondering what's going on with him. It's one of those questions that always came over us every time we saw this person. And it's easy to judge somebody, from your perception. But as we're taking Kim Clement's class, the Lord is saying, teaching us through the school of the prophets that when you look. Most people look with their physical eyes, and they don't get the accurate picture, and that's when the judgment would come in, and especially if they haven't brought everything to the Lord as to what they're saying. But then there's the seeing realm, which is another kind of looking. It's more like a detailed spiritual look, discerning. Process of perception. And so then when I entered into that realm, then the judgments, fled of what I thought this person was all about, and I was about to stop my husband, and he looked at me with those chest eyes and, "Shirley, pray, don't judge," right? And so I would stop praying for this person. He would get close to God if he wasn't. And I never really saw him in church, and I went to Holy Saturday. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was like this person, came. I think it was his wife, and he was dressed down to the nines. He looked so much light came into his face. I saw him on Friday. He was there a good on Holy Thursday too, and it was like his countenance changed. And he was an usher and everything, and I'm like, and it was like, I know that was the effect of prayer, but I'm sure that we weren't the only ones praying. And it just goes to show you that what prayer can do. It can bring you from a place of judgment, and it can actually catapult somebody into the resurrection. And it was really nice to see this transition of what prayer can do on Holy Saturday, one of the holiest times of the year in our church. So it looked like he was really happy to be at church, like the Lord just restored him. So we wanted to continue to listen to this person. I don't even know what his name is, and we just want to lift him up, and we want to ask that the Lord would continually touch him and fill him and use him in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for raising up all the nobodies that we think are nobodies, but they're somebody in God's heart. We thank you, Lord, for your right hand touch and the nobodies that we, you know, that you know are somebodies because you love them. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you would pour your heart and compassion to many of your people this Resurrection Day to stop praying for the people that need the prayer. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And to start reaching out and start being the gospel to them. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. The gospel without judgment, but with it, the gospel in love. So we thank you for that gift. Thank you for that privilege. And I believe we're at the end. I'm feeling released to end the broadcast. And we just wanted to say happy Resurrection Day and be blessed. And contact us if you want prayer on Facebook under Dr. Cheryl or Jeffrey Canis. And also, we're on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, Blog TV on Tuesday evenings. We did take 2 weeks off, but we are going to start up again with our team. Our team is revived now that they've made it through Holy Week. And it seems like we're going to have a full house on Tuesday. And Tim O'Leary is going to, you know, witness to you what the Lord's been showing him on Holy Week, and that's going to be a wonderful thing. Jeff and I, you heard us talking about the Kim Coleman School of Prophecy. It was at the School of the Prophets. And he just started last Monday, April 6th. But I believe they're still taking applications. You can register by going to Kim Coleman, that's C-L-E-M-E-N-T, school.org. KimCometSchool.org, and you can register. It's $100, but it's for 8 weeks. And each Monday, there's a new class of quizzes, and there's a discussion. And you know, so far, it's really, I was able to learn things that God is already doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
That God is already doing it, and the Lord uses Kim to put a more of a definition to it. So, and he teaches in the spirit, and I've had several experiences of being caught up while I'm watching the video. So I had to watch it all 4 times. My husband got caught up too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is a wonderful way to come closer to the Lord in this new season of one of the greatest outpourings that's about ready to happen. And the broader outpouring was only a preliminary. It was more like I had explained in one of our shows on blog television that it was actually Faith Talk Live that, you know, the broader outpouring was like if you witness how a snowstorm begins. You know, they get on there and they said, snow's coming, but in New England, we have what they call a wintry mix just before the actual storm comes. It seems that the winds bring in the rain, and then the rain changes it over to sleet, and that coats the ground with ice, and then the snow comes. And so that's basically what's happening, is that we had the sleet, and we have the ice, and now we're in this period of restoration, of, you know, and then there's going to be a mightier outpouring where the Lord is going to go after the people that we would not normally think would be open to the things of God. So we need your prayers. We need your prayers because it's going to be a holy fusion of His presence. So I thank you, Lord. And I ask that you would bless every single person who listens to this broadcast and that you would open up their spiritual ears and spiritual eyes to the heavenly realities. All right. Have a wonderful Resurrection Day. We love you. God bless you. And glad you called. Well, glad you made the call to the call. I'm doing this from a phone, so that's a sense of humor. God bless you. Bye-bye.